there's a feeling that you experience in the body, and that experience that you feel in the body is peace. The experience that you have in the body is a calm, because you know, like I said, how what's brought you here is great, but you also know that you're connected to where you're going.
Welcome to the Limitless Life Experience podcast with me, your host, Susie Ashworth. I'm a mum of three, seven-figure serial entrepreneur, Hay House author, international keynote speaker, quantum transformation and embodiment coach, and believer in miracles. My superpower is helping conscious leaders like you create six-figure breakthroughs in your business fast so that you can expand into limitless living and being part of the tidal wave of positive impact that we want to create around the world. In this space, you will hear me talk all about wealth, yourself, spirit, and impact. This is the Limitless Life Experience.
Good morning, beautiful humans. How the devil are you today? I'm in this phase of just wanting to fucking own it. In fact, we're going to talk about this just a little bit before I get into it. I'm in this phase of wanting to own who I am, where I've been, what I'm doing, and what I'm creating. And I think that up until this point, there were glimmers of it. And I think that, you know, sometimes we give ourselves permission. Sometimes, like when somebody G's us up and says, yeah, go for it. You're like, I am going to do it. And then you come onto Instagram, you come onto Facebook, and you see somebody who's doing something that is like pretty spectacular. And all of a sudden, you start to go, I don't know whether I'm allowed. I don't know whether I'm allowed to own it. I don't know whether I've done enough. I don't know whether I need a certificate. I don't know whether, like, can someone give me permission to just go back to how I was feeling like an hour ago or 2 hours ago? And I said something to one of my coaches last night, and how she responded to me was, she said, if you can go into any room over the next 48 hours and find somebody that is doing what you're doing in the way that you're doing it, then I'll believe you. And I was a bit like, well, I'm in this room now, I'm in this box of it. And I thought, no, listen to what she just said. Like, if you walk into any room, and I just thought, why the fuck did it take her to reflect to me what it is that I'm doing? And all of the steps that I'm taking. Now, to be fair, this is why I pay her. This is why we pay our mentors, because when we can't see it, they can see it, you know? But this comparisonitis, I just thought, I am done with it. And so this morning when I woke up and thought about what it was that I wanted to wear, I was like, fuck it. Yes, I love clothes. Yes, I love colour. Yes, I want to put my hair up. Like, yes, even though I am only taking the kids to school, I am going to own it because this is who the fuck I am. And so for anybody who is looking for a little bit of permission to own all of yourself, here's the permission slip. Yo-yo wrapper. There is the permission slip. If you were waiting, take it. Because here's what I also know to be true, is that even though there are incredible people all over the internet doing incredible, mind-blowing, amazing things, so the fuck am I. And so the fuck are you. Wherever you are in your journey right now, like, it, what you're doing gets to be, you get to just own it. You get to know that it is fucking amazing. And when you start speaking from that place, when you start, like, when you just start literally just talking from that place, people start to listen and go, wow, God, yeah, what you are doing is amazing. Yeah, that is pretty good. And all of a sudden, this space that you're in where you don't feel seen, you feel a little bit transparent, you feel like you're grasping or trying to just kind of work it up. All of a sudden, there's a feeling that you experience in the body. And that experience that you feel in the body is peace. The experience that you have in the body is a calm, because you know. I think it's that you know that you're connected. I think it's that you know that there's no separation. I think that it's, you know that, like I said, how what's got you here is great, but you also know that you're connected to where you're going. The desire, the hope, the aspiration, which keeps everything outside of you, all of a sudden becomes more integrated within you. You just know that where you're going is a done deal. And so you, in the knowing that it's a done deal, you start to speak differently, you start to act differently, you start to give yourself permission to wear the hair up, put the hoops in, put on the dress, and come and do an Instagram live where you're not second guessing or comparing yourself or thinking, oh, there's somebody over there doing it better, doing it different. They're doing it different and fucking great for them. Great for them and the people that resonate with them. And it doesn't have to take anything away from you. It doesn't take anything away from me. And so this actually segues in really nicely to what I wanted to speak to you about this morning, when it comes to when you're doing the work but you're not seeing the results. Who has had that experience, or who is in that experience, like right now, where they feel like they are plugging away and it's like, when is it gonna happen? When am I going to reach the tipping point? When am I gonna get the person who says yes? Because even if you're not in it now, we've all been there. And one of the questions that somebody asked me yesterday was, like, am I being crazy? Like, how do I know when enough is enough? Like, am I being crazy, is this blind faith? Or is this what you're talking about when you say you've got to trust and you've got to stop stopping and you've got to keep on doing the work? And I wanted to share that. In my experience, the body will tell you if you are in denial or not. Your body will frequently tell you if there are things that you need to address and shift and upgrade and refine, or whether you should keep on doing the same thing. And what's interesting about keeping on doing the same thing is that frequently the keeping on doing the same thing for a lot of people is just is often thinking or literally doing exactly the same thing. So my reflection to the person who asked me the question was, how do you feel when you're doing the thing that you continually do and you are not getting the results that you desire? Because if you feel bad about doing the thing, that's one thing. But if you're feeling bad generally and then you're doing the thing, That's a different thing. So if you feel bad about doing the thing, that's one thing. But if you're feeling not so great and then you're doing a thing, that's a different thing. Now, if you find yourself feeling bad about taking certain actions, but you're taking the actions because somebody has said you need to come and do an Instagram live at least once a week, you need to reach out to 15 people in the DMs each day, you need to put a call to action every time you reach out to somebody, your heart sinks a little bit deeper. But you're doing it because you want to be in the game, and this is what you've been told to do, and you know that this is the thing that the successful people do, and I'm going to do it, but I feel fucking shit every single time I do it. Then you've got to stop doing what you're doing, and you need to ask yourself, how can I do this in a way that works for me? How can I do this in a way that works for me? I was thinking about something that I do in my business that I've never been particularly great at. So I stopped doing it for a long time. And then I had a little practice of it over the last month or so. And I just thought, I really don't like doing this. And I had this piece in my mind where I was like, you know what? We're going to commit to getting better. We're just going to commit to getting better at this one thing. which is not usually how I work. I'm the type of person who's like, we focus on our strengths and we outsource the weaknesses. But in this case, there was a story running in my mind that I need to master this thing in order to get to where I want to get to. And that thinking is flawed. That thinking, my friend, is absolutely flawed. There are so many amazing adjacent things that I'm great at in my business. The idea that I need to push something that I don't really enjoy and I'm not so good at in order to get to a certain destination is not the way that you create a quantum shift in your life. Now, in my specific example, what makes way more sense when I take a step back is take the thing that I'm really fucking great at and condense the period of time it takes me to get the result. That makes way more sense. And when I think about playing with that part of my system, when I think about the refinement that it's going to take, when I think about the upgrade in the way that I think, in the way that I speak, in the way that I present, in order to be able to collapse time to get the result, that feels like something that I am absolutely willing to do not once, not twice, not three times, but as many times as it takes in order for me to get it. Like, that feels fucking exciting to go through that process. That makes absolute sense when it comes to the refinement required. And I'm willing to put the time and the energy into understanding how to make that work than to take something that I'm really not very good at and I don't really enjoy and try and make that work. This is the difference in thinking when it comes to collapsing time, creating quantum shifts, and really building a business that you fucking love. You know, you should feel excited about all of the things that you get to do in your business. And when you don't feel excited about the things that you get to do in your business, then you look to outsource, or you ask yourself, how can I do this in a way that does feel exciting, that will feel exciting? Now, if you are generally feeling bad and then you're trying to do things in your business, here's where you've got to take the time to really ask yourself, what are these feelings about? Here's where you have to do the inner work to process what it is that you're feeling. And it might be, you know, room 101, I don't feel worthy enough to be charging what it is that I'm charging. And then you get to unpack that. Then you get to look at, why don't I feel worthy? Is that true? Where's the upgrade? What's the core belief that I need to step into in order to change this? It might be that, my clients aren't getting really great results, so therefore I don't feel good about promoting myself and bringing more people in, because what if more people come in and they don't get the results that I want them to get, and da da da, you know? So if you're feeling bad generally, you gotta look at what it is that you're feeling bad about. What are the stories? And be willing to do the work to unpick those stories. My point is when you feel bad doing a thing, you get to upgrade the thing, okay? You get to refine the thing. When you're feeling bad generally, that's when you have to look at your feelings and emotions and unpack those so that you are able to get into a state where you can then start looking at what it is that you are doing. Let me know if this makes sense, because I use the word thing lots of times. I want to make sure that landed. But I think the one thing that I want to leave you with is, it is not doing the same thing over and over and over again in your business when you are not getting the results. Something has to shift. But in the shifting, stopping and leaning back and hoping that something magically is going to happen is not the vibe. And there is also a knowing that when you get your feelings in check over here, And when you're willing to do the upgrade and you're willing to show up and you're willing to do, you know, you're willing to focus your attention on improving an area, refining an area, even though you might not see the results immediately, you're planting seeds. And the cumulative effect of those seeds will be eventually you get the client, you receive the income. And what tends to happen in my own personal experience is in that space between the really being able to show up exactly the way that I desire to show up in the masterclass, in the workshop, in the whatever, but with that real intention and real energy behind, like knowing that everything that I do is having a cumulative effect in building my business, other things come into my field, other opportunities that might not be related to what it is that I'm doing at all, but all of those other things that come into my field whilst I'm doing the work and I'm building the energy and I'm refining what it is that I'm doing, all of those other things are signs for me that shit is shifting. All of those other things are signs for me that we are on track. We are moving in the right direction, and I allow the momentum of that and the energy of those things to feed me even more when it comes to the area that I'm focusing on refining. Right. I love you. You're amazing. Have an incredible day, and I will see you. Mwah.